Good morning. You're tuned into the False Graves podcast. I'm your host, AK Baby Doo, the Lightbringer.
And I'm Dear Philman.
And here on False Graves, we believe in adding value first. So we've went ahead and we've changed our intro to give you a more informed, enlightened approach to life. And hopefully some great insights that are going to carry you on into the light.
Oh, it's better being in the dark.
Drink water, bitch. Brush every day. Don't play too many games. Only 3 hours a day. Respect your parents.
Okay.
So, topics for today. Ethical clout.
Oh, is there such a thing?
Is there such a thing as ethical clout?
Not possible.
Not possible.
Unpossible. Oh, actually, besides this podcast, which, by the way, this podcast is brought to you by GMO-free, farm-raised, straight from farm to plate clout.
Ooh, clean clout.
Mm.
That's got a ring to it.
Oh, man. Well, we're not out there. We're not bothering nobody in the stores and retail workers with some dumb shit like a Mentos and
no,
a Pepsi.
We won't do it. We'll never antagonize retail workers.
Never.
No.
And we definitely won't do fake kindness content.
We aim to bring clean clout. Clean clout chasing.
Mm.
Clean clout chasing. The triple C.
Yeah, that's what we're in for.
That's what we're here to do.
That's what we're doing for life.
We don't want to bring anyone down, belittle anybody, create any controversy. We just want to speak the truth and bring the light. And you at home will have to be the ones to bring us up without the controversy.
Yeah, I mean, like a little controversy. Just a sprinkle of controversy.
So, speaking of not being controversial, you know, one of the things to start us out, people might be going, oh, well, you guys are saying you're going to eat crickets if you get 1,000 subscribers. Is that not controversial?
To vegans, maybe, but they hardly count as people. Not being controversial.
No. So I would say anyone who's like, well, eating crickets is controversial. No, it's not. It simply isn't. Because one of the things about insects, I promise you, is insects want to die. Insects do not want to continue being insects. Crickets don't want to continue being crickets.
Oh, shit. He's entering the flow state. Like, if we're talking reincarnation, I want to go ahead and take the express route out of being a cricket.
Exactly. And we're going to provide that to a handful of lucky crickets.
I mean, odds are, if you're a cricket, you're not living to the full age.
Yeah, exactly.
Might as well go out on top. You know, go ahead and get a little clout while you're on the way out.
I actually have this theory that the reason why flies are so particularly annoying is they actually are hoping to die, but their bodily instincts keep them from getting hit. So, like, they're flying around your head in the hopes that you're going to swat them and just end their, you know, their annoying existence, but their body just reacts. It's kind of be like if Neo was suicidal in the Matrix, but he still couldn't stop dodging bullets.
Or if you're Donald Trump, you know, you just can't help yourself.
So you're just stuck, like, oh, man. Somebody eat me, please. Somebody eat me.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, those ones that fly in through the window and then stay in for, like, 37 days. Oh, those guys.
So I see you have a change in attire. I mean, you typically wear a smiley shirt, but things seem to have changed.
Ah, that's because we hit 200 subs.
Oh, yeah.
Got to go ahead and thread it up a little bit better.
So we're kind of rolling in it now.
Yeah, I mean, I went ahead and got a little upgrade to the wardrobe.
Versace.
Ah, Versace, Versace, Versace.
Do you like Versace?
Better than Gucci. I'm just saying, like, that Aztec kind of feel to it. I don't know.
That tribal feel.
Oh, that tribal feel. There ain't nothing better.
So one announcement we have before we really get into some topics.
Oh.
You know, upgrading. We're upgrading as we go. One of the things we're going to start doing now that we've kind of made it, we're going to start doing some cash giveaways on the live stream.
No fucking way you're being real right now.
Yeah, we are going to be doing some cash giveaway. No, real cash.
No fucking way.
Real cash.
That, one second. For the viewers. All right.
Real cash.
This is This is, yeah, that's real money. There's real cocaine on it.
So we want to add value. We don't want to take it. Everyone else aims to steal value from the world and prop themselves up on some artificial high horse.
Or at least fake it.
We are riding in on the low horse, the midget horse, the short school bus horse of the apocalypse.
I believe that's called a pony or a shit dog.
The donny. It's a mix between a donkey and a pony.
Oh, that's a discount bin fucking horse if there was one.
Riding in on the donny is what we aim to do.
Fuck. Cheers, AK.
Donny.
Better to be a donny than a brony.
100%. So, ethical clout. Why has nobody done it before? Why is no one an ethical clout chaser?
Wow, that's because Mr. Beast tried, but we're avoiding controversy on this channel.
We've seen the error in his ways.
Ah, faking it.
We will have no backdoor, nothing to find out about us. When we get super famous, there's nothing to find out.
Yeah, if it makes you guys feel any better, I used to sleep in my mom's bed until like the 8th grade.
Yeah. When I was young and I heard a song from Eminem about cleaning out his closet, I cleaned my closet out right fucking then. And I have not had a single skeleton in it since.
Yeah, to be fair, this man's closet is organized. His Versace is placed higher than his Gucci's.
My closet is so organized, no person could look at it and think I'm a straight man.
Yeah, seriously. Like, he has his shirts labeled white woolen, white cashmere, white. Regular.
It's, you know, it's actually a widely discussed topic. Am I straight or not?
I mean, I don't know for sure, but like, I'm leaning like 90-10.
Yeah. So I often say it's important to be as dangerous as possible as a man. And a man who has the capacity to be gay is infinitely more dangerous than a man who doesn't.
Oh yeah, if anything, Chris Hansen taught me that. Like that one episode of the Boondocks, the Booty Warrior. That man's dangerous. He is a menace to society. If he ever gets out, there ain't gonna be no booty safe from here to Nantucket.
And you look back at empires of old. Rome was one of the Rome and Sparta. I forget which.
Sparta.
Sparta.
Mm-hmm.
Had one of the most dangerous militaries in the known world. And one of the things the soldiers partook in
was butt-duggery. It is what it is. I'm not saying that that's okay. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but their thing is, like, if we get to be POWs together, at least we're happy. You know, we're keeping morale up.
You're going to be looking out for your fellow soldier a little bit differently. When you've had that intimate relationship.
Oh yeah, once you have the badussy, it changes you.
And not only that, when the enemy knows nothing's off limits.
God, could you imagine?
Imagine that's fear.
Oh, POWs in those days, it's like, man, if you want that bread, oh.
You want to get the army to flee as soon as possible. You let them know. You let the stories be known of what happened back at boot camp.
Oh, you let them kill you, or it's about to get 100 times worse. It's about to get 1,000 times worse if there's two of them.
That's a lot of people don't know. That's the origin of seppuku by like the Chinese and Japanese armies. They just went ahead and took care of it themselves.
See, those guys, they entered the flow state. That's what happened. They were like, well, let's become one with the earth and not with another dude.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Death before dishonor, as Tupac might say.
Well, I mean, oh shit, real? No, well, I mean, to be fair, back in the day, like, without toilet paper being invented, kill me. Just straight kill me. I would.
Yeah.
We're talking some dirty booties right there.
So, but I know it's a topic that's been visited so many times, but honest to God, we're living in 2024. Why has toilet paper not been improved upon on mass? Like, it truly is still what we've had since the beginning.
Well, see, we have toilet paper, and then we have the upgraded French edition, which we can't adopt here in America.
But we
it's
just
French.
Don't. Like, America's just like, no, thank you.
Well, having
we're not going to have a clean, an easy way to keep our asses clean.
Well, I mean, do you want water on your butthole?
Of course.
What are you going to dry it with?
I don't. Do you need a dryer?
I do. You wash your hands. Don't you dry them?
Yeah, I do.
Exactly my point.
Right, but holes are moist.
By nature. Not to be moist critical of you right now, but if my butthole is moist...
I think straight energy has kept America from having cleaner asses, if I'm being honest.
I feel like it's people that's not ready to pressure wash their anuses.
You're in the South, as some individuals are. Mm. I won't name them. And the culture in the South, I'm telling you, is anti-ass washing.
Yeah, which...
You're about to send a stream of H2O up my butthole?
Yeah, which makes it real hard.
Ain't gay.
Well, H2O, and if you add an M and take away the 2, that's homo.
Homo like, splashus.
Oh. The new god. A homo splashus is when Poseidon, when you take a shit too hard, yeah, and the water hits your butthole.
Poseidon is a man, and he is not about to be splashing up my butt crack. I'm sorry.
I mean, look,
now if it wasn't Poseidon, it was Poseidon.
No, I mean Poseidussy. You know,
that changed the whole game. It changed it. The whole world would switch to bidets in an instant.
Oh man, we're swapping between Rome, Latin, and Catholicism at this point.
We're entering the flow state.
While we're entering the flow state, one minute, let me prepare.
But truthfully, we've got a wide range of topics tonight. Very specific, very dialed in, very serious.
Absolutely. But if anything, we are very serious about this podcast.
Very serious. I cannot understate how serious we are about our topics and the message we have for the world.
Yeah.
But before we swap to some serious topics, did we do it justice? Ethical clout. I mean, I feel like we haven't. How are we going to be ethical and gain clout?
Well, see, I thought that we could go ahead and indulge ourselves in some harmless shenanigans, which, by the way, if we do reach that 1,000 subscribers, we're doing the live cricket. That's for sure.
We are eating live crickets. And I want to say this. I had told you on a previous podcast, I'm extremely terrified of bugs. It's like my one phobia.
Mm.
But for you, the viewers at home, our beautiful 200 subscribers, even though Ian volunteered, I am going to join him against my better judgment, at least for this one. We're going to have some different things, but I am joining in on eating some crickets.
Oh, yeah. By the way, if we do reach the 100,000 subscriber mark, I'm going to have a fat dude slap the dog shit out of me on live. You people will be able to watch when my dentist makes a mint.
What about, we've got 1,000, then 10,000, then 100,000. We got stages to this.
Don't worry. Okay, for the 10,000, if we could actually reach 150 live on this stream tonight, I will.
You said 50 earlier.
Oh, no. What? All right, 50.
Okay.
I will give AK the benefit. I will let him shave my head completely bald.
For those listening, we've got two that I can see in the chat right now. Absolutely. I will shave Ian's head bald tonight if we can get up to 50 viewers. The fur man's head bald tonight if we can get up to 50 viewers.
I will be furless from the top to the bottom.
And I have to reiterate, you can, if you have friends, if you have family, you know you can get tuned in right now and get that number up. We can make it happen tonight.
It's going down. Now, if we were to reach even, just even, 200 on the live stream, I will allow AK Baby Doo to shave off one of my eyebrows.
50 your pick, for the head, 200 for the eyebrow.
And if the chat goes ahead and engages enough, I'll let them pick which eyebrow.
Okay.
My more prominent one being the right.
Yeah. So what I'm getting with all of this is...
We aren't hurting anybody for no, this clout.
But your interpretation, maybe mine too, of how to gain clout ethically is self-deprivation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, have you never seen Jackass?
That's true. I have.
I once watched a man drink horse semen to help sell videos.
Yeah. I do think... Somewhat, self-deprivation is also sort of it being in the darkness, I think it is sort of also not Ooh. Ethical, because depraving yourself is depraving the human condition.
I mean,
to an extent. The crickets is different because we're doing them a service. Eating them is doing the crickets a service. So no, we're really assisting them.
Yeah, we're just eating the shrimp of the land.
Yeah, the tuna of the sea, if you will. So.
Shut the fuck up.
We got people asking. And I promise you guys, we're getting to some real topics. But we got people asking, what happens if we get to 5 live viewers? What can we do for the viewers at home if we get to 5?
Oh, shit. Well, we can start doing shout-outs. If we're going for a low 5, then we shout-outs to you. Yeah. This will be permanent and in perpetuity.
I'll go ahead and make this. If we can get 5 live viewers, I'll find a way to get you guys some cash. Some Ooh. Cash. 5 viewers. Whichever 5 you are, if you comment, if you leave a comment and a like, I will get you some cash. Period.
Yep.
So that's, you get us to 5, cash is coming your way.
Oh, God. Could you imagine at what's going to happen at 1,000?
I'm giving it all away. We'll go into topics before I give the store away. But that'll come later.
Stay tuned.
First topic. Is hate good?
Oh, that depends on how you use it. Everybody has an opinion on anger, and everybody has an opinion on sadness, but it's all in how you use it.
Right.
And I feel like that's the defining feature. I feel like people that use sadness to create great art are the pinnacle of the experience. Those people have entered the flow state.
See, I have to debate you on that. You say people who use sadness to create great art. I don't think great art can be made out of sadness.
So you don't believe that art is an expression of the person?
Art is an expression of the person. And I do think we're ultimately here to display the peak of each form of consciousness. Sadness is a form that is meant to be fully expressed. Don't get me wrong.
It's meant to be felt. That's why it's there.
But the reason why I think sadness doesn't make good art and sad art isn't good art is because I think sadness is the most diminishing emotion on all the others.
If I might interject, you've never seen Tim Burton's White Eyes.
I have not.
Oh.
But I've seen Nightmare Before Christmas. I've seen some of his movies with Johnny Depp.
Oh, no, I get that. But let's have our producer pull it up on the screen. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, dude.
I spent it on the coat. Dude, I forgot I spent it on the coat.
We are at 5 viewers, so I'm going to have to give away some cash.
No
way. So, that quick. It went from 2 to 5 instantly.
Oh, man. Oh.
And so, even though, obviously, I'm going to have to give it to you guys some other way, we're just going to...
Oh! That's money!
It's money time.
I'm just going to put this right here.
Dude, it is flying. We are flying off now.
No way we're at 5.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Hop in the comments. Come on. Let's see them.
So cash is going to have to go out.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Money, that's part of it.
And this is where...
A lot of people hate money. We like money, but we disrespect it. Mm. Money is meant to be disrespected.
It's like disrespecting a hammer. At this point,
the reason why money is meant to be disrespected. Okay, I'm going to give an analogy real quick. Okay, for those at home, name one thing you've ever respected that you've controlled. Name one thing you've ever genuinely respected that you've controlled.
Oh, hey. Well, I mean, like,
I've never had anyone give me a good answer to that question. No one has an answer. Yet everybody respects money. And yet they want to control it.
Well, that's because they want more of it.
And so, truthfully, if you want more money, you have to find a way to disrespect it. You have to find a way to not respect money.
Yeah, this right here is full-on ring slap. Right here, this is straight up pissing on a penny.
On Washington.
Like, Jesus Christ. Like,
if you respect it, it's going to be very hard to control it. And so, genuinely, of course, you have to... moderate yourself, but you have to be in a mindset, in the flow state, if you will, to where nothing fully controls you.
Oh shit, we got comments in the live.
Yeah, I don't even know half these people. We are flying off.
Hey, oh, sorry, my eyes are shit as hell.
So this is interesting. Mm. We're going to get on to hate, but somebody, they're saying food. What about food? I think they're referencing my analogy about respect.
Oh.
So I need some time to think.
I don't respect food because all I eat is ramen and Funyuns, as you can fucking tell by this.
That jawline. Ah. Bro is mewing for a living. Look at that. Oh my God, dude. You're going to embarrass me.
Wow.
I'm not trying to get mauled.
I'm just saying, like if we're going to go ahead and disrespect it, let's disrespect it.
You know, does this bring you back to your stripping days at all?
Oh, man, I'm getting Vietnam flashbacks. It's 10 for a Cleveland steamer.
Because when I saved you off that pole, I remember I was just swatting the bills away.
Well, I'm just saying, like, there were so many tips, and there was so much money after the tips.
I was swatting it.
Like... that's the day that I got brought into the light.
But sir, you got to disrespect this material world. We are ethereal beings trapped in a physical body. That's the human condition. That's why there is pain in the world, is we're trapped.
We're stuck in the dukkha.
We're spirits yearning to be free, but we're just trapped in our own love of materialism.
Yeah, and that's all it is. And, like, that's why we go ahead and strive to bring the light. Man, our comment section is blowing the fuck up.
Yeah, we are in. So, hate. We'll get into some... We've entertained the chat enough.
Oh, wait. We got a new one in just somebody?
It's just somebody saying hi to somebody they know in the chat.
Saw?
So, is hate good? I think hate definitely can be good, but... I think if you have the capacity to genuinely hate, it's bad. And so, if you know me, you know I'm very passionate about some things. I'm very passionate hater about some things.
Oh, yeah. But, like, go ahead and give us our morning pick-me-up.
Yeah. Waiting in line, I hate. But, anywho, the only thing I hate are things that are counterproductive to life, counterproductive to expanding consciousness. Because genuinely, I'm here to bring the light. I'm here to expand consciousness. And if something minimizes that, I have a personal problem with it.
Oh, yeah.
So if you work a hard-ass job, you make your money hard, okay? You make your money...
Yeah, as a stripper, I wouldn't have known how that is.
You make your money the hard way. You go out in your free time... And you wait an hour in line. You go to Disney World and you wait an hour for Splash Mountain. I personally have a problem with that. Imagine how much life you could have experienced in that hour.
True. But if you think about it, the anticipation.
The anticipation.
That's what makes it worth it. That's where going down Splash Mountain and actually hitting somebody mid-ride makes it worth it.
Okay, I won't lie. If a guy jumps onto Splash Mountain while you're going down, I'd wait an hour.
Oh, fucking hell. Dude, that sounds like some blood sports level shit.
Is hate good? Yes or no? Is hate good?
For me, as a hedonist, as Deferman...
Deferman.
Junior PhD holder from the DeVry University of Phoenix. I would say constructive hate.
Constructive hate.
Constructive hate is great because anger is good if you use it for a constructive reason.
I see.
Mm. Now, if you're just on the board and you're just hating for no fucking reason, like people are living their lives, they're not hurting nobody, they're just enjoying being in the flow state, if you would.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I have to, I'm going to give my take on hate. Before I give my take, I want to say, since we made it to 5, if we make it to 10 viewers, I'm doubling the cash I'm giving away.
No fucking
way. I'm going to double the cash I give away if we make it to 10 live viewers.
I wanted to eat this week. I wanted an ergonomic...
You got a Versace robe you can eat.
I wanted an ergonomic chair.
That's coming too. But I will double the cash I'm giving away if we make it to 10. You have to be in the comments to get money. So reiterate, if you're not in the comments, you're not getting any.
Yeah, so come on.
So here's my take on hate. I think it very much can be good. And part of entering the flow state is being childlike. And a child can be angry, they can be sad, they can laugh, all within seconds of each other. You can have a kid sobbing their eyes out, and then you throw a little spinny toy at them, and they're laughing the next second. Being playful is a huge part of... it's a huge part of being in the light and enjoying your life, and I don't think people can truly enjoy their lives if they're not allowed to hate.
Mm.
You have to be able to hate, because that's what... Being able to experience all of your emotions freely is a absolute cornerstone of entering the flow state.
Yeah, 1 second, chat. Let him cook.
Well, you say let me cook, but I'm finishing up my point. You really hit the timing on that one.
Well, I'm just saying, like, right. Well, you didn't give me a chance on that, but like right now, we got some questions in the chat, bro.
Yeah, we got people asking double what amount.
Mm,
double what amount? Okay, so I started.
Double this amount.
I was going to give everyone $2 a piece.
Oh, shit.
But I'm going to double it to four. Oh. Everyone gets $4 if we get to 10 viewers. Yeah. Everyone in the chat, $4 a piece.
Holy shit.
That's actually giving away the store, but oh well. Oh,
damn.
There we are disrespectful my... here.
Man, that...
Respectfully.
There goes my ergonomic chair. But then again, when you're in this drip... You gotta respect the drip, at least.
Of course. So, speaking of hate,
mm.
Blood sports.
Oh.
Is blood sport a hateful thing?
Oh, no, no. Well, yeah.
Well, give me your take.
Okay, well, I give that blood sports is inherently a hateful take, but it's also a loving take.
Blood sports are loving?
Oh, yeah. Dude, think about it. Okay, so what brings people together? Two things in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Funerals and weddings.
Okay. That I would agree with that. I think everything that we kind of get together for is some version of a funeral or a wedding.
Exactly. Like, okay, so...
Like sports, a union between man and balls.
Yeah, and
kind
I
of
mean,
a wedding.
And if you're juggling balls, you're getting close to somebody at some point.
Maybe even close to God.
Oh, man, you have to be. Like, have you seen Australian rugby? Those guys will snap necks just for the chance to get that ball all up in the net.
So you think blood sports are a part of the light? You think they're good?
I believe that they're a neutral. I believe that they're a way to express themselves by being a part of something bigger than themselves. For the people that don't have the will or the drive to go over to another country and jab a fucking knife in somebody else's neck. I feel like that's the diet sugar-free, caffeine-free and Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a way to go ahead and get together and be like, we might be giving people, you know, massive concussions that they'll never be able to recover from. But you know what? We can enjoy him absolutely tackling the dog shit out of somebody else.
But that's a sport. What about actual blood sport, like in Rome, where people were dying in the arena?
Tell me that football ain't the same thing.
I mean, to be fair, they're not dying in the game, but they're dying maybe years later from, what's that condition?
Nah.
The head condition, CTE or something.
Oh, man. Are you kidding? Like, what's that guy's name? Hernandez?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's a more civilized version of a blood sport, for sure.
Oh, civilized. Have you ever been tackled by a football player?
No. Well, actually, yeah, because I played football.
And of course you would have.
Yeah, I played for a couple of years, and we used to do, part of our practice was we would do straight sprint tackles. It'd be you and another lineman, and you'd go straight at each other. And I tell you, I've been floored, like absolutely flattened in practice before. Like,
ribs crushed, sternum in
breath gone. I don't even know what I'm doing. Like, I wake up on the field, and I don't even know how I got there.
Oh, man. See, and that's the glory of the blood sport.
Ultimately, though, for me, bringing the light is going to be finding a way to get to the same sort of pleasure people get out of sacrifice without the sacrifice. So, like, I'm always racking my head. How do we get the pleasure of seeing a guy die in the arena without actually killing people?
See, there be the issue, because as human beings, as a hedonist, I might want to go ahead and speak on this a little bit. It's hard to enjoy anything without sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
So, whether that be your own or somebody else's, nobody gives a shit about Derek, who's running the internet. By the way, Derek, shout out.
Yeah, a lot of you guys don't know him, but you Google far enough, you'll find out.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Well, on the dark web.
the extra exclusive dark web, which paid for the subscription. Anyway. No, but there is no enjoyment without sacrifice. You're not eating without toiling in the field in some capacity. Now,
you're not shitting without wiping your butt.
Yeah, no. Fuck you. You're right, though, on that one. I give you that.
Yep. So, I'll go ahead and say this. Somebody said intervals of 5 for the cash. I was going to give 2 to the viewers, but if we go ahead and get 10, I'll go ahead and go all the way up to 5 per commenter.
Oh, for those in the comments.
5 per commenter if we get up to 10 viewers.
Oh, we're about to go bankrupt. Come on, viewers, bring
it
on.
I'm trying to throw some more.
Oh, shit, he's in the strip club and this is his first time. Let's get it second time. Let's get it going.
So, blood sports. Is that a religion in a sense? Like, blood sports be a religion?
Have you ever not talked to a college fan who was part of the Alabama? My God, they bleed red.
Roll Tide, baby.
Aw, fucking shit. This guy. Man, I have talked to people that would disown their own children if they were part of the other team.
Dude, let me tell you. I have a personal vendetta against sports. Genuinely.
Mm.
Part of us building this brand, this podcast, is we want to be an authority in the world. Mm. An authority of light.
Mm.
And to get that, you have to kind of talk about what's trending.
Ah.
And so, before these podcasts, I'll Google trending topics, and we've never talked about one because I think they're all super boring, so I just avoid them. Yeah. And I know nothing about them.
Yeah, the tax increase in Indiana wasn't really a good topic.
Yeah, I'm an intuitive person. I'm not an intellectual. I'm genuinely one of the dumbest people I know, and I make sure that's the case on purpose. I have to remain in the flow state. It's very hard to remain in the flow state if you're knowledgeable. Because then you're like, oh, this means this. No, actually, that means that. And I'm like, how about you just sit in the sun? How about you just feel it out?
You're feeling specifics right now. Like, that's the issue right there.
Well, anywho, sports. Okay, you go on Google Trends right now and look up the trending topics. Even remove the Olympics, because that'll be a part of them. The Olympics are going on right now. 15 out of these 20 trending topics is going to be sports. That bothers me more than it should.
Why is that?
It bothers me because people are spending their time living vicariously through men and women picking up balls for a living.
Which, I mean, if...
Are throwing balls into a net. Like, oh, I threw a ball in a net.
Well, I mean, and not to go ahead and get too far into it, but if you have the skibbity-dee riz, as the kids say nowadays, like, you're getting your balls handled pretty good.
What does that have to do with sports?
Well, I'm just saying, like, if we're talking about men tackling your balls, you know, you got to have that riz.
I do not understand the obsession with sports, man. I don't. When I was young, and I was like, I'm a very, ambitious person. I'm like, I'm going to learn sports so that I'll have a relatable topic to talk about men with, or to talk to men with, because I'm not a bro. I'm not. I'm one of the bitches, if I'm being honest.
You're the man with bitches. All right.
Bitches and about the, and from the bitches.
Mm.
But anywho, I was like, I'm going to, you know, I got into basketball. I became a fan of Kobe Bryant. Still a fan. He left too soon. Mm. I cannot believe he died in a helicopter crash. That's the one sports player I loved and will miss.
Yeah,
so rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. But It makes no sense to spend all your time obsessing over sports or to go to sports games or to have a team. You have a life. I mean, you're literally, you got 80 years if you're lucky with all the microplastics.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you probably got 40 when late stage capitalism takes over.
Oh, yeah. Considering the fact that I passed 4 plastic bowls before we fucking got here.
We are getting close to 10. We're at 7 now.
No. Why?
Get us to 10, guys. Come. And I will get us to 10. Here's a little preview. A little preview.
Well, actually, I need that for gas money.
Yeah.
This part right here, this is for me.
But, no, why are you wasting your life watching another man juggle a ball for a living? Like, why?
Well, because, like, when it comes to juggling balls, you gotta go ahead and you gotta enjoy at least the sport of juggling balls. That's why that's how the hub became so popular. It's juggling balls.
Is everything just balls? I made a joke once that the universe is just balls and how they interact with each other.
Yeah, seriously.
The galaxies are in a sphere. The planets are balls. Literally, the beginning of time was just a ball. And it's like, screw this, I'm going to run into something. And the ball hit something, and then boom, there was a lot of balls. And history is just balls going at it.
Mm.
Go down to the atomic level. It's balls spinning around balls. Screw string theory.
It's ball theory.
Ball theory.
Ballers.
Masters of the ball.
Oh, yeah, seriously, those scientists in there, they're cradling the balls.
Nowhere in the Bible did it mention when God created balls. Like, that should have been on, like, one of the days.
Well, they also didn't go ahead and decide when they were going to talk about dinosaurs. So, like, a few things got excluded.
A ball literally took out the dinosaurs.
Berman.
It was like, a giant ball was like, hey, I'm done with you guys.
Oh, fuck. Let this man cook. I can't fucking believe it. Like, you
hear the dinosaur.
Oh, balls. Fuck it.
Maybe that's why we're so... Okay, I could be happy with this. Maybe we're so obsessed with sports because it shows our dominion over balls. Dinosaurs didn't have any dominion over balls. We made the will, and that was like our first step to being like, hey, balls ran the universe for 50 billion years.
Yeah, and up
but until... now we control the ball.
Yeah, and which, by the way, we're not just talking about male balls. We're talking about lady balls here,
all
too.
All balls.
All balls.
We're inclusive on this podcast.
The gender fluids balls.
We are an inclusive, we accept all balls.
Yeah. I mean, lady balls, man balls, them balls, he balls, she balls.
We were so close to 10 viewers, and then we dropped down to 3.
Oh.
You guys don't want money. You guys do not want money.
I mean, if you're going to go ahead and be like that, then I guess, you know...
You ain't getting the 5.
I'm just bringing these here, too.
You guys don't want the cash. That goes to show.
Back to my stripper days.
People say they want money, but they don't really want it.
I mean, just tuning into the show.
You can't call up your brother. You can't call up your sister. Hey, tune in. We'll get some free money. People are like, no, thank you.
Oh, the capital that could have been made here. Could have invested in, you know, just like a little crypto.
You'd rather go and watch a man throw a ball than collect free cash.
Oh, man. Well,
they probably logged out of our live stream to go watch a guy throw a ball.
Well, that's because they ain't got no gambling on this. Like, by the way, when we hit our 100 million subscriber, me and AK Baby Doo, we'll have a boxing match.
My teeth are too pretty.
No offense, but like I'm built like a fat can and like a I'm built like a fat Deborah.
Man, that's gotta suck.
Seriously, I had to have this extended.
So let me talk about something else with sports.
Well,
getting off sports, somebody in the chat saying video games, and I think they're referencing that could be an alternative to the blood sport. Like,
ooh,
we could avoid blood sports by doing it digitally. Like, we're vicariously having our blood spilled in a digital realm.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and side with them on that. Call of Duty has taught me that teabagging a man after he's been shot, it's not a war
chef's
crime.
Kiss.
It's not a war crime.
From the balls which he was spawned, so too.
He shall remain.
It's full circle.
It's the circle of life.
Hey. Hakuna Mabalam.
Oh, wait. For a Muslim viewer. Sorry. Sorry about that.
But, yeah, video games, I grew up on video games, and I don't play them much anymore because I'm starting to try and view my life as a video game. Hmm. When death becomes not real, you can begin to live as if you were in a video game. And part of the message, core message of this podcast is I aim to bring to the world the belief that death isn't real. It's fictitious.
Mm.
If you believe death isn't real, imagine how great of life you would live.
Oh, man. I'd live it to the fullest. I'd be petting tigers in the zoo like an asshole.
And so for video games, I do believe video games are a more productive way to spend your time than sports or watching sports. Because when I was young, I didn't have a lot to do, but I had video games. And I'd often avoid watching movies or TV shows in place of playing video games because I would go, well, at least I'm contributing. At least I'm playing a role in the experience.
Yeah, you're being part of the live stream.
Yeah, I'm part of the experience. I'm part of the video game. I'm having to manipulate it myself. So it gave me a sense of worth that watching a man throw a ball couldn't.
Oh, yeah. And that's because, like, you're actually interacting with a world outside our world.
Yeah.
You took the double shortcut of drugs.
And the see, double shortcut?
Oh, yeah. Like, drugs is the shortcut to enlightenment, and then the enlightenment past that is just video games. Like, because you can go ahead, you can be anything in a video game. You can be Crash Bandicoot.
Dude.
What the hell is a bandicoot?
But admittedly, one of the cringiest things I've ever seen with video games was there was a meme going around, and it's like, as a gamer, I haven't lived one life, but I have lived many. Get the fuck out. Oh, I've lived many lives. Yeah, I played Skyrim. And no, you have not lived many lives. It's an artificial life.
You lived a diet life.
Yeah, a diet.
A sugar-free life.
Yeah. The sugar of life is death. Mm. But fortunately for the viewers, we're going to make that not real over time.
Yeah, because, like, if you do die, like, the worst that can happen is that you do die.
Yeah. Real quick, I just want to... We have more cash, guys. Actually, and we're still at 3 viewers. You guys at home genuinely don't want to make money. It's free money. I want to disrespect George Washington. I want to disrespect him.
Yeah, we want to go ahead and move up to Benjamin Franklin at some point.
But you, at home, you want to respect him. I feel like it's time to get rid of the bitch in you and start doing some pandering and get some money.
Come on.
Get rid of the bitch.
Let's go ahead and hit on that Pander Express.
What do you got to say, Furman? What do you got to say?
Man, all I can think of right now is Asimov Law.
Asimov Law?
Oh, you ain't never heard of it.
Asimov. No, I have not.
Okay, so it's the 3 basic laws of robotics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first law is...
You're obsessed with robotics.
I am. And that's because, like, robots are the future. Like, the internet is the access to immortality. Then you've got robots, which is the link between here and the physical end. And then you've got... And you've got AI, who's the diet version of consciousness. It's a tier list.
Triple diet. We're on that triple zero skinny bitch all yogurt diet right now.
Oh, right now we're doing keto with a side of air.
Breatharians, if you will.
Oh, man. If vegans wanted something to strive for, become robots.
Just breathe. You don't need food.
Photosynthesize.
So robots.
Oh, okay, so Asimov's laws.
Think that robot.
Oh, man, if I could think Robux right now, which we're giving away. We're giving Robux away, people. Come on, tune in. But, like, the 3 laws of robotics, okay? First one, you never hurt a human, period.
Yep.
Secondly, never endanger a human for any reason.
Okay. And
thirdly... Never engage in a human in dangerous activities that would ruin the first or second law.
Okay.
Now, those sound like pretty solid rules, right?
They do.
Mm. Now, the question becomes, if you have a human in your presence and you're a robot and they've got something like a long-term illness and ask you to take them out, can you break those laws?
Yeah, I feel like there's no way for a robot to genuinely be able to judge those laws, because I think when you get into the realm of morality, even things like don't harm a human do deviate into the gray. Like, it does deviate, because, for example, as you just said, maybe what was truly the most beneficial action to said human would be to
end it
in their life.
Oh, yeah.
And so I don't think that you can logic a system such as AI into exclusively doing what benefits humans.
Yeah.
And so to accept a true AI or a true robot, we're going to some degree, accept an artificial judgment also. Mm. Like, we're kind of saying, yeah, we're going to let the judgment of a system dictate our lives.
Yeah. And see, like, that's where Canada comes into play, because, like, lethal euthanasia, like,
lethal euthanasia, like Jackie Chan when he was 15.
Oh, fucking hell, dude. That guy is euthanasia on feet. Like, if you're going to tell me that you can stand up to Jackie Chan in his prime, you're wrong. Mike Tyson couldn't and wouldn't stand up to Jackie Chan in his prime. The Furman
is kind of scared of Jackie Chan. That's why, if you'll notice, he's slowly trying to escape the live stream. He's just gradually getting further and further out.
Seriously, like, Jackie Chan in his prime, he could literally whoop anybody but Bruce Lee, because he was the original Jackie Chan.
But you think that Canada is kind of at the forefront of
this? Yeah, and I feel like it's more of an efficiency buzz than anything. Like, I really don't believe it's an altruistic thing, or else, you know, America would have introduced the death row with a bench instead of a chair.
Right. Fair enough.
I'm just saying, like, if we're gonna do it, then let's go ahead and do it right, like Florida way. Let's introduce the death bench.
Yeah. People ending their lives, though, it is terrible. I disagree with it wholeheartedly.
Aw. See, I believe that certain people on this planet deserve the checkout line.
Mm.
Mm.
It's a product of the dark.
Well, I'm just saying, P3DOs, gone.
The earth gave you this life,
but
you choose to end it. I think suffering, even if it's extremely painful, is something that you should endure, because it's part of the gift that was given to you. The experience is part of the gift. And I've said it before, if you were just consciousness, you didn't have a body, you'd be thankful for pain. You'd be happy to feel something, even if it was pain.
Yeah, the worst of experiences. But in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and let my co-host take hold for a second.
So,
another dollar. Bam.
Attention, I think, is the closest thing we have in the modern world to an active God. And so the reason I say that is because people are like, well, if God is real, why doesn't he interact with us in our daily lives? Why doesn't he fix said issue or this issue? There's a reason, I think, that when you pray, you're praying to God for a reason. There's often a point reason. You're pointed towards, God, can you fix this? God, can you give me insight on this? It's because you're fixating your attention wholeheartedly on a specific issue. And attention today is the modern God, though I think it's a false one, because if you look at how things play out in the modern world, what gets attention is what is powerful.
And that's where it falls back into blood sports.
Because people give attention to blood sport.
And
they give attention to competition. They give attention to sacrifice. They give attention to dark bringing clout chasers.
Mm. And those guys that go into like the Walmart that scream their heads off and jump into the checkout line and pour milk themselves.
Yeah.
100 million views.
Attention is the closest thing we have to an active God. And the truth is, if you want a merciful, good, wholehearted God, the best thing you can do is stop giving attention to things that minimize you or hurt your soul. If something makes you feel bad, viewing it or observing it, you should just click away. You should not look at it.
Yeah, that's why the Camp 731 out in Japan, their YouTube channel, no likes.
Unlike ours.
Oh, yeah, which we've got
many.
Oh, man, we're actually firing off in the comments.
So, but yeah, attention, it's a weird thing. We'll be judged on attention. Humans as a whole are going to get judged on what they give attention to.
Seriously, like, everybody in America has heard of George Washington. Why? Because he was clout chasing for the right reasons.
He was arguably the first clout chaser. He was clouting.
Oh, man, he wasn't clowning around, he was clouting around.
But yeah, man, you got to stop giving attention to the bad things.
And start focusing on the good things.
I've practiced this in my own life, and it's done wonders. It's one of the things that turned me into the Lightbringer, was I just don't fixate on the dark.
Yeah, because like if you're living in the past, you're living with depression. If you're living in the future, you're living with anxiety. If you live in the present, you only have now.
The present is the best state to be in to actually experience the good things.
Yeah.
Because all good things happen in the present. They don't happen in the future or the past. They're bondage when they're a part of the past or the future.
Amen to that. Because like it, you can go ahead and tie to when you were young or when you had everything good. But if you're right here, right now, you can make things good.
You can make things good in the present moment at all times.
I've known many a meth addict to be have kicked out of their house, but they have been the happiest they were because they were living in the present.
Yeah, especially when they got another hit.
Exactly. Well, just because, you know, my house didn't have copper wires in it, they were happy. I mean, I wasn't, but they were happy.
And so you have to stop giving attention to things that make you feel bad.
Or make you feel good for the short term.
Yeah, we're in for the long term.
Exactly.
The infinite light.
Oh, are you kidding? Just with the lifespan that we have here in America, like, you can go ahead and you can get hit with a combine harvester tomorrow. You can get Final Destination. We've all been behind that logging truck.
Oh, you're not wrong.
Oh,
that could take us out.
Ah, it could be that moment right there. You need to enjoy the now.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
So, a little more pandering on to the next topic. But first, we're down on viewers. You guys genuinely don't want to get more money. You don't want to get more free cash. We had our highest viewer count, and you don't have anyone you can call to get some free money. And they get money, too. It's all up in the air. It's fictitious.
This right here? This is...
That was a penny 50 years ago. That was a penny. Truly.
Yeah. I mean, that's why they got
Grandpa
go ahead.
Used to buy a Snickers for a penny, and now it's $1.50.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just tuning in. Just put it on in the background. Go ahead and do some chores. Go ahead and cook some dinner. Go ahead and throw some dishes in the dishwasher.
The lines aren't popping. They're not calling the numbers. So, celebrities today, I feel like being a superstar... is kind of dying out. Like, there's very few true celebrities anymore. Like, you got Donald Trump. You got maybe Aiden Ross.
Who the fuck is Aiden Ross? Can you elaborate on this? I'm in the darkness.
Okay.
Bring me to the light.
So, Aiden Ross, for a point, was, like, the most popular streamer in the world. So, it's Kai Cenat now, I believe. But Aiden Ross, for a point, became the most popular streamer. And you don't know him at all?
Nope.
Okay, so he was a streamer who got famous. He was very casual. He played video games, but he wasn't like a gaming streamer. He was gaming / commentary. And he really blew up because he ended up making a connection with LeBron James's son, Bronny. Basically, him and Bronny linked up on a stream. And that turned into LeBron commenting on one of Aiden's streams.
No shit.
Yeah. And then he became a superstar within like a matter of months because he had that connection.
No fucking way.
Yeah, the biggest streamer of all time because that happened. And his whole brand, up until maybe the past few months, his whole brand was self-deprivation. He made a brand where anyone could come on stream and kind of talk down on him or make fun of him. And he would laugh at his own expense. And he became super successful being able to make fun of himself.
See, I figured that would have been Dr. Disrespect's kind of thing, but, you know, like...
He takes himself a lot more serious.
Yeah, you got to be able to minorly take criticism.
He was always mature for his age. Dr. Disrespect.
Also, his girlfriends, you know.
Very mature. But, yeah, Aiden Ross became popular sort of out of self-deprivation, but I wouldn't call him good for the culture. He's very, I would call him sour, like, even on himself. He's weak. He's weak-minded.
Okay, so we're talking, like, more weak-minded than, like, Ninja.
Yeah, he's an undisciplined person. You know, he's got an addiction. He was addicted to lean for a little bit. He was addicted to OnlyFans. He's got a lot of addictions, but I think he became famous because people related to him.
Oh, man. If it's OnlyFans, I feel you on that one. I feel you, Aiden. I'm sorry. Let me throw a little.
He was kind of the everyman's, you know, for the moment, he was the everyman's guy. And he got that live stream with Donald Trump recently.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, he just did a live stream with Donald Trump a few days ago.
You're fucking with me.
No, I'm not. It was wild.
No, like, are we talking post-shoot Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Man.
He even bought Donald Trump a Cybertruck with a picture of him with his fist up and blood on his face on the Cybertruck, printed onto the Cybertruck.
Man, if we can get Donnie... Like, at least something close to that. At least some bulletproof shield secret service that'll actually do their jobs.
But like, I do think being a real celebrity is kind of dying out.
Well, I mean, I would side with you on that. But, like, you've got to look at people like Eminem.
Yeah.
Dude, Marshall Mathers is fucking timeless.
But you have to admit, he's not as big as he was in his prime.
Are you kidding? After he dropped Houdini, after he dropped Toby, after he dropped that album with the NFT monkeys with Snoop Dogg, are you trying to bring me into the darkness, Labor?
No, he's not as big as he was.
He's not as big as he looks the same as he was when he was 12.
He does have that xenochrome look about him, I'll give you that.
Oh man, them lizard people treating him good. Like, like for the audience at home, tell me in the chats, tell me that Eminem doesn't look the same, if not better, now than he did back then. We're talking.
He looked better back then.
Man, no,
the blonde hair. The Slim Shady.
100%. I'm sorry. If this is Eminem, this is Eminem with peanuts. I'm sorry.
Where are all the real celebrities going?
They're heading out. Like, we're getting all those new celebrities.
Andy Warhol said in the future, everyone will have 15 minutes of fame.
Man.
And I think he nailed it, because what you get is a celebrity for a moment, a celebrity for a second. You don't get a real celebrity anymore. There was a chick on TikTok who blew up like a month back or so, Lee Halton or Halton.
Is that Hawk to a girl?
No. Well, okay, that's one too. But she's actually kind of lasting. We'll see how that plays out.
Well, I mean, she gave the Hawk to it to the right people.
Furman, you got to speak into the tip.
Oh, sorry.
This man is allergic to the tip.
I'm all shaft.
He is.
Everybody that knows me knows that I'm all shaft.
He speaks onto the shaft, but he won't speak into the tip. I'm sorry.
One second. Let me just. There we go. Is that a little better? Yes. Right there.
Furman, the tips, the tip whisperer. So it's like, how do you capture the moment? How do you capture the essence of the culture as it once were?
Ah, see, every single capture is a time capsule.
Every one.
Every single one. Space Jam 1 was a time capsule where everything was simple. Space Jam 2?
Simpler times.
Space Jam 2 came in the middle of an economic crisis. Like, that is not a moment in time where we want to remember. Like, it's the Great Depression squared.
I'm getting ready to lock in.
Oh, shit. Here we go, folks.
We've been giving people some ramble in these past 15, 20 minutes.
Ah.
I want to give them culture. Oh, I want to give them value.
Well, if you look at Andy Warhol's paintings, and you can see a real surrealism about them.
And so, the reason why you don't have as many super celebrities is because the world is moving fast.
Mm.
The world is moving faster than it's ever moved.
1 second, chat. Let him cook.
You wake up, and the next thing you know, there's a new celebrity. ChatGPT 26 just invented consciousness, and it went and, you know, it's at your door knocking to ask you if you've found God.
Mm.
You know, every day brings some new development. People's heads are spinning. We're like, what's next? You know, can't come home anymore.
Yeah.
There is no home. You come home, and it's been renovated by Andy Warhol.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, and to be fair, we jumped from stone paintings to telephones. Well, from stone paintings to newspapers to telephones to cell phones to the internet to killing the VCR, killing Laserdisc, killing DVDs, and now we're at streaming. It's literally within the space of...
Yeah.
We're there.
We're killing everything as quick as it comes. Like, things are just, oh, it's here, oh, it's gone.
Mm.
And when the culture is centered around that quick of transition, humans weren't built for things to go that quickly.
Yeah, no, because, like, now that we have the lifespan of, like, 120 plus years.
Minus the microplastics.
Minus the microplastic. Yeah. Again, like.
And so we're like, how are we going to breathe? Like, we want to breathe. We want to come home and sit on our couch and that be that. Mm. We want to breathe. But instead, it's this, crypto this, Trump that, Kamala that, Putin this. Everything is happening extremely fast.
Yeah, and see, that's where blood sports come into play. That's where anime comes into play. That's where...
Being anime?
Anime. Like, it. Anime
gonna solve a fast world.
No. It is a symptom of a world.
Mm.
Okay, like, look at it this way. When you come home, you want to go ahead and have something comfortable and familiar, right?
Yes.
Then what is more comfortable and familiar than a fictional world where you can sink your teeth in and enjoy a slow bite of something familiar?
But then it becomes, what's the next anime? You binge watch the show. What are these creators going to make? Oh, I heard that this creator actually got busted on, you know,
Trump
these up. Charges, and now he can't animate the show. And oh my God, what is Pori House going to make? Because they lost their chief animator, and then you're in a state of worry. And it's just this big grab. It's a grab for your attention. Like, think this. Get drawn into this. Click my article. Buy this product. I'm telling you, everything's becoming a grab for your attention at the speed of light.
It is. And it used to be books back in the day. And then it turned into comics. And then it turned into TV. And then it turned into...
video.
Mm.
And then it turned into short form video.
Bingo.
And it'll come a time where it's just a color and a word and an image.
Oh,
in
yeah.
a split second.
Oh, you never heard of Funk?
Phantom Tax. Skibbity Toilet.
Ah.
It'll be everything is happening in seconds. And then split seconds.
And then microseconds.
And before you know it, your consciousness...
It'll literally be a bloop, and then...
It'll just be that. It'll just be that.
Yeah. You won't even get the full context of it, but you'll be like, yeah, blue half-second splash. Oh, you got me again. On the Tic Tac.
That's good. That's true. That's good and true. That's where we're headed. Oh, did you guys see Red 40 haha sound effect?
It went ha and then red. Oh man, that got me right here in the heart place.
I felt something. I don't know what, but I felt it.
Yeah, man. Now I got the feeling that I want to eat some McWanalds.
And it's like, that's why I think we're becoming more divided. Also, is the speed is causing a lack of relatability.
Mm.
Because things happen so fast, you run the risk of not having seen what someone else has seen. In the past, you know, Friends, for instance, was a super popular sitcom. You come into work the next day and talk about that episode of Friends, and everyone could have something to talk about.
Around the water cooler. It was something that everybody could go ahead and communally be like, well, I like when Ross did this, or oh, Rachel did that, or...
And you have that connection. Yeah. You'd get to have a human connection.
Without anybody spoiling it.
And, you know, now today you come in and it's like, did you mog today? Oh, you been on any Mew streaks lately?
Oh, man. I was on my ex-Twitter pen post on Reddit and I was just, I was lost.
I saw Skibbity Toilet phantom text John Stamos.
Oh, yeah. Well, Pokimane was on there too. Oh, no way. Well,
who's
was
Pokimane?
The... Yeah, well.
Who's Aiden Ross?
Oh, well, back in my day, we respected celebrities.
I used to watch PewDiePie videos that were 10 minutes long.
10 minutes? Well, mister, 10 minutes kick up my feet.
And so I think, I'm hopeful that all this attention grabbing, and I see some people are kind of becoming wise to it, It's left us yearning for a more stable experience, yearning for a more home, so to speak.
Yeah, back to when movies were only released in movie theaters and not pirated.
Waited a year before you watched the DVD.
Oh, shit.
And you talk about when it came out, like, oh, man, I'm ready for that DVD.
Yeah, and it was the actual shit that came out on there, not the shit that got edited after people said they didn't like a scene. Man, exactly. I can't even tell you with the Star Wars series. Aw.
And so I think nature is always the counter to the world, you know, the fastness of the world. If you go out today, sit in the sun, just feel the light on your skin.
Touch grass.
You're going to get a piece about it. There's a slowness to nature.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I, as much as a hedonist as I am, I can even go ahead and get behind touch grass.
Good.
Yeah.
Touching grass is a huge part of the light.
Yeah, no, seriously, that's how I got this. Literally, I'm a level one light toucher.
Level one light toucher. I mean, you're in the presence of a level 10, but that is why you wear the sunglasses.
Yeah, I'm blinded by the light.
When we get to 2,000 subscribers, if you don't mind me volunteering, Mr. Furman, I think that the Furman might be at a level of light where he can reveal his eyes.
Yeah, just don't be surprised if they're disappointing. I mean, I'm in for it. Like, and I'll go ahead and say it live on stream. 10,000, headband, eyes, straight for it. Let's go.
10,000 for an identity reveal?
Mm-hmm.
Holy.
For 1,000, I'm willing to eat fucking live crickets.
Fair enough.
I feel 10,000.
10,000 for the identity. Mm. And that's when your light level will be high enough to view me without going blind.
Yeah. I mean, that's when I reach level 2. Level 10 is when we get to taste test Kool-Aid.
So... do we have any ending points, any topics we've missed, anything we need to give to the viewers at home?
I feel like we should do a round of Would You Rather.
I'm definitely up for it, but I'm going to have to lean towards your expertise because I think you're much better than me at impromptu Would You Rather scenarios.
And I am. I've been around the block, so I've heard a few.
As a worldly hedonist, it's what you're versed in.
Ah, the Would You Rathers. Is where you really get adept into seeing somebody's soul. So, would you...
Tip management.
Oh, yeah. Straight up. If you want
to
go ahead...
You need to manage that tip.
Sorry. Haktua. Anyway. Fucking... Would you rather be able to stop all drinking in the world or every single drug after it?
Yeah, so by drinking, do you mean, like, alcohol?
Yes.
I'd rather stop neither, because I think people should have to experience... if they're drawn to something, they should get to experience and have to experience the consequences. But If that remove that and I have to choose, one goes, drinking or all the other drugs.
I'm talking fentanyl, heroin, methamphetamines, mm-hmm. cocaine, all of it.
I'm certainly choosing that alcohol is removed from the world over the drugs.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. I'd rather remove alcohol.
Well, considering you, I would have figured you would think that that alcohol was the gateway.
I think alcohol probably does more cumulative damage to human life than all other drugs combined. It's the most promoted, it's the most socially acceptable, and it's also equipped with some of the least... I mean, it's equipped with the most health degradation. Very few drugs harm you as much as liquor, unless, of course, you're going into extreme excess, but you can die from alcohol poisoning just as well.
Well, you can die from fucking nicotine poisoning, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, seeing
so
that.
I would choose alcohol. And I see our viewer counts going up. Once again, before we get off, I'll up the bounty. If we can get 10 live viewers, I'm going to up it to $10. $10 a piece for everyone who's commented if we can get up to 10 viewers on this live.
He's not lying, people.
I'm not lying. $10 a piece.
This man is insane.
The Lightbringer. So which one would you rather eliminate, alcohol or drugs?
Every other drug, and that's the reason why. Okay, as a hedonist, I have literally tried everything across the board. I have tried cocaine, methamphetamine, heroines, nicotines, LSD, ayahuasca, Dagma. The only thing I haven't tried is Jankum at this point. But the point
Come being, closer. Come into the light. Okay. Come into the feed.
Do you know what the most hardest drug to quit is?
If I had to guess, it's probably nicotine.
Exactly my point.
Okay.
So if we were to go ahead and get rid of all nicotine addiction versus all alcoholism, right there alone, a net value plus all the excess of other drugs. Mm-hmm. The addicted. We're talking a net value here.
Mm-hmm.
So, as Stalin said, the death of one man is a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
The death of a million men is a statistic.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
And see, that's where I fall on that one. I feel...
You're the one man.
I'd rather go ahead and die on the hill of alcoholism for the rest of the world to die perfectly calm.
So you're saying you'd be willing to be a sacrifice for humanity.
Amen.
As a hedonist.
Yeah. Look, I'm here for a short time, not a long time.
Maybe you're more a product of the light than you think.
I'm the light side of the dark coin.
Gucci, so to speak.
Versace, Versace, Versace.
Any more would you rathers?
Let's see. Okay, would you rather
Love your mom, love your dad.
Would you rather be able to throw buses, like a bus load of people worth of weight, wherever you want, perfectly safe, or have the ability to stop time? And you cannot interact with the world. You can't move anything.
I would, without a shadow of a doubt, rather stop time, even if I could interact with it. And the reason I would rather stop time than be able to throw a bus is because ultimately I consider myself a grateful observer. I'm a happy observer. And so if I could prolong my time on this earth and get to enjoy the beauty of it via stopping time for a longer period, I would choose to do so. Because you got to think about things like travel. Even if you couldn't interact with the world, you could travel if you could stop time. You could pause time and then
walk across
the country, walk across the water, and you get to see all the world without any spend of your life, without any spend of your time.
Amen to that. Now,
you could see what they're hiding in Antarctica.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's the whole next episode, by the way, folks. Stay tuned. But on the other side, being able to launch buses without being able to, like, withstand bullets and shit, you can't find any value in lifting things that we need toxic gas spewers.
So much value, of course, in being able to throw a bus. I just would choose to stop time.
Oh. How very dark of you.
Why is that dark?
One is accumulatively better for the community. One is better accumulatively to thyself.
Okay.
Now, I would rather work as a construction worker for my community, which, by the way, shout out to those in mine.
Yeah, and before you finish your point, I want to say a lot of people don't know this about the Furman. He's actually moved trucks, full truckloads, in his life. Like, he moved them with his bare hands.
Well, mostly with me clapping my cheeks.
The shockwave alone moved the vehicle.
It did, and that's because I got a lot of tips, a lot of shafts.
So you think being able to move a bus is more serving to humanity than stopping time?
If you can do good on a small scale of any proportion and also get that much tip, then what's wrong with that?
So you're right. You could do good with that, being able to do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, admittedly, when I gave my answer about stopping time, it was self-serving. However, you could do a lot more good to humanity with that ability than you could being able to move a bus. For example, if there was a threat of World War III and a nuke being dropped, you could literally pause time, go check it out yourself.
You're not able to interact with the world, though. That was the caveat to it. Also, if you're super strong, you can't go ahead and withstand bullets.
Okay, so you can't interact with the world with time stop. True. Mm-hmm. But you could show up at a location to prevent something post the time being stopped. So,
like?
Okay, this is obviously an egregious example because there's, what's the likelihood they would listen to me or you? But if there were World War III and somebody was about to press the nuclear launch button.
Yeah, but the problem being is that you have to know when that happens. Mm-hmm. Now, with super strength, if you were able to show a sort of strength that is unheard of in any part of the world, like a man entering into female strength tests and absolutely shatter all records before it. If I heard that the females in Laxwavia could go ahead and bench press 275 pounds apiece, I mean, I'm not going there. I mean, at minimum, like, we're talking apples to bananas, Mitsubishis to Mazdas.
Minis to pennies.
Exactly.
JC.
Hey, dollars. Look, I'm just saying, the point being is that if you can go ahead and pause time, that's good for only one person. Maximum two peoples. You can take a bullet for how many peoples?
Pausing time is better than throwing a bus.
See, I don't see it.
So, we've exhausted enough of these people's attention. Do we have anything to wrap up with? We got 2 minutes. Let's do 2 minutes left. If we can get this viewership up to 10, we'll continue. And we have a lot of cash we can give away. If not, we'll go ahead and ride it out.
Well, with 2 minutes, you got the first. I got the second. Where you at, Lightbringer? Hit us with that knowledge.
I'm on the cusp of truly developing the light in the world. I'm on the cusp of fully understanding it, manipulating it, and distributing it. We're about to enter into a new era where people realize they've been in bondage to themselves the entire time. And via the light, I will bring them out of the shackles. I'll bring them out of their own bondage. And light will be brought. There are stages to it. Every 2,000 years,
Give or take.
And being 100 years old, I've lived long enough to see enough of the dark to fully embody the light.
Well, that's because Sagittarius is in retrograde.
And before I sign off, I want to truly thank everyone who subscribed to us. And the fact that we made it to 200 subs as quickly as we have really does bring a joy to my heart. And I know that every subscriber we have is a beautiful person. Even the people who are negative or have a hateful view of our content, I want to say that I genuinely enjoy interacting with you, and I genuinely enjoy your comments, even if they're negative, because it's not easy to be positive when the light is shining directly in your face. When you're pulled over and you're drunk and the cops start shining a light right in your eyes, it's not easy to be pleasant. I understand. But you have to understand that there will come a time where there is nothing but light. And your eyes will adjust.
Amen. I can accept that. Even as hedonist. Respect. All I gotta say for mine is short and sweet. We're here for a short time, not a long time. And remember, stay positive, test negative.